A few agencies are about to test something called a federal feedback button. The White House hopes it'll let agencies spot customer service issues as soon as they happen. One official likens it to Yelp for government. Reporter Emily Kopp has written about this at federalnewsradio.com, and she joins me now with more. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so this idea of the Yelp for government, this is coming from whom in the federal government?
This is coming from the White House, but working with the President's Management Council and the President's Management Advisory Board. So the first is, of course, usually the deputies at the big agencies. And the second has some private sector advisors, those from big companies and the like. But this is part of what I would say is a broader initiative to restore Americans' trust in the government, because we've seen these numbers drop. And yesterday I was in an event that was all about customer service, where one of the keynote speakers was Lisa Dancing, and she works at the White House. She's the Associate Director for Performance and Personnel Management at the Office of Management and Budget. And she's been working hard on these issues of customer service because she said, if you look at something like the American Customer Service Index, the government has steadily dropped over the last several years. And now I think it's got an approval rating of 64% when it comes to customer service, which is quite low when you consider that is an entity that serves the public. So the federal feedback button is part of that broader initiative. Last week, they rolled out guidance for these new awards for federal employees who are great at customer service. And now they say they're working on this Yelp-like app, which, if you don't know Yelp, it's something that lets you find like restaurants and bars that are nearby. And then you can also review them from 1 to 5 stars. You can even take pictures of your food and put it online. And so others can see if they are looking for a restaurant or something in the area.
Okay. Yes, I have one of those apps. The other day I was in a restaurant and a notice popped up on my cell phone and said, go to the bar and they have some great specials here. I thought, that's kind of creepy. I don't think the government's talking about something quite that sophisticated at this point, though, is it?
No. And even I went up to Lisa Dancing afterwards. I said, okay, so I'm thinking, how's this app going to look on my phone? Can you just paint a picture? She's like, whoa, phone? We're not even there yet. I mean, it's more the concept I think they're taking from Yelp of like, give this, and she kept using the TSA as an example, give your screening experience at the airport 1 to 5 stars, how was the customer service? And if you want to write in something, you can write in something. But if it's not a phone app, then the question is, what will it be? She was just saying, maybe it's just something on site, at least like when we do this pilot in the spring where we can test it. So, imagine a kiosk or something like that, where if somebody can go and fill things in. But in my opinion, I think you've got to move to something mobile. Don't, then you're going to cut out a lot of people who might actually use the app to give feedback, because it just won't be as easy if there's something like a kiosk.
Sure. So did she have a definition of good customer service?
Absolutely. And I've got a tape to play of you, and she was listing, this is coming from the private sector, but she was saying, what does good customer service mean? And here you go.
I know for me, when I go to a Krispy Kreme store, I see the glaze being laid on the donuts. That's pretty exciting. Or I know on a Sunday when Amazon knocks on my door because I have Amazon Prime, that's also pretty great. Or if I order a pizza from Domino's, that you can see the pizza actually as it's being made and what stage it's in, and then track the truck as it comes to your house. Or if you have a rain jacket from Patagonia over 20 years that suddenly is falling apart at the seams, you can bring it in with a lifetime guarantee and just get a new jacket. So all those things, I think, are pretty exciting. And as I think Walt Disney would describe her in the customer service world, people talk about delighting the customer.
Wow, just listening to all that mouth-watering stuff, no wonder you need a raincoat. But she's setting a high bar for government. I guess my other question, Emily, is what would happen when the feedback came in? Because sometimes, on the back end, organizations don't have the structure to deal with feedback that they get through things like this button, or this feedback spot that you would go to. I remember writing to an airline, a very high official, to praise this wonderful service agent who helped our family in an incredible way one night at great length. Never heard back from them. I don't even know whether the feedback got back to that particular gate agent. So did she talk about the back end of this, how the government will react when feedback comes in?
She talked about how she wants the government to react. I mean, this is, again, and just to set the time frame, I mean, this has got sort of like a May time frame in terms of this 90-day pilot. And she said, you know, 90 days. She's talking before it's on paper, okay? So, like, there's a 90-day pilot, then there's an evaluation, then it gets rolled out in a larger form next year. But from this standpoint, from late March, what she's saying is that she wants, or they want, the feedback to go both to the White House and to agency leaders and program leaders, so they can look and compare, say, at those TSA agents, they can compare airports across the country and find out where the problem spots are. But also, and what I think is really cool, is going directly to the frontline manager. So if some TSA officer, and this never happens, but say they're being belligerent, and you get some texts from people saying, oh my gosh, who is this guy? And why is he acting this way towards passengers? Then the frontline manager who might be at another gate can come on over and observe and perhaps fix the situation on the spot. Because she's saying, you know, this is what an amusement park has done, a feedback has worked out sort of a feedback button and has used this type of thing to go and tell somebody in line that they've got to put out their cigarette even before the person finished smoking the cigarette. So she said, you know, in an ideal world, they'd be able to do that sort of thing on the front line. And then on the broader scale, like I said, you know, comparing airports at the TSA, but she even gave the example of looking at agencies that have similar enforcement functions, like comparing the Coast Guard and the Customs and Border Patrol and their level of customer service to their clients, which you can imagine are very different.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, and you've got an interesting tidbit in your story today about Lisa Danzig herself and the summer she spent at John Deere.
Oh, right. Okay. So she was talking, and let me just put this in context. She was talking about a couple things that she said agencies can do right now, even before something like a feedback button comes into play, or before the big dinosaur that's government kind of moves in that direction. When she was in business school, she spent a summer at John Deere, you know, which makes construction equipment. And she was in
beautiful green tractors.
She was in the riding lawn equipment. So I guess like the, you know, the stuff you ride around your lawn and you cut your grass. She was in that department. She said she was really impressed by how well they know people who buy their stuff.
They know their customers in terms of who actually tends their lawn and is meticulous about it versus the person who wants to do that but really just admires their neighbor's lawn and is jealous of it. So they have a real psychological profile of each of the different customer segments. And I haven't seen this in government until recently. I saw the VA actually has done something very similar and defined 7 different profiles of veterans. The veterans in transition, the veterans who live day to day, different types of veterans that the VA is trying to serve. And that is really the foundational base that I think you need in order to think about all the different services and products and how they align or don't align to support those individuals.
And that's Lisa Danzig, the performance officer at the White House. So, Emily, it sounds like then there's also another piece to the front end, and that is the government knowing who it is that's coming. And that involves cookies and accounts and giving up some data about yourself that the government would retain.
Yes, it does. But I think it also is, you know, if you work in a field office for IRS or for Social Security, you already know your customer. But you might not be passing that on to your frontline manager, who might not be collecting it and passing it on to others. So I'm not sure it's even something that is so technology-based as opposed to just this is the type of information that you harness and here's why. So she used the example of the VA, and she said, you know, now they have a sense that, you know, you've got the octogenarian who's coming in sort of to the VA facilities for the camaraderie, for example, or you've got the really young vet who's coming because they need job training and help finding a job and the like. And it's just a way of kind of knowing these these prototypes, but in a more detailed level, so you know exactly what they want, as opposed to saying all veterans are the same and we've got to serve them with jobs and health care and the like. So, you know, she said, know who they are. Also, stand in their shoes when you're talking about things like government service. For example, a website, you know, don't look at it like from an inside organization point of view, but why are people on the outside going to your website? What do they want to get out of it? Make it easy for them to find that sort of information. And you can't really do that if you don't think about who those people are.
Now, you have mentioned TSA and the Veterans Affairs Department. Are those, in fact, the test beds for this? Are they going to be?
She wouldn't say. I will say she name-dropped TSA a lot because it has so many people, so many officers doing the same exact thing day after day with so many people that it's kind of, it seems like the ideal agency to test out a customer feedback button because the service doesn't vary. You know, it's all airport screening. But she didn't say. She said those things were still being worked out.
All right. I guess it's an interesting one to start with because nobody likes the screening and the TSA acknowledges that people are there and don't like it. And yet, in some ways, sometimes it actually is not bad at all. And sometimes you run across a number of wonderful agents who understand the predicament that everybody's in there. And so maybe that might be a good one. You know, how unbad was it? Perhaps will be the criterion for a screening. All right. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.